think you're good to shred that. I don't think it's. I mean,
it looks like a load of crap to me. I haven't seen anything.
I don't know. A data breach on my computer sounds very like.
Well, no. So, what I'm saying is like.
not gonna say it.
Hey, butter. Hey,
yeah,
butter.
That's definitely fake. Yeah. All right. Thank you. You had me worried. My heart was about to stop. I'm like, what's happening?
I'm in the fridge.
Okay. All right.
Is that you?
Grab me Dr. Pepper while you're in there.
I love you too, Flux. Huh? Who said that?
I love you 3,000, Fluxy.
Sorry, Cass. Hold on.
Oh, you're closing that. I got you. If you want, I can do that too.
Hey, Fluxy.
Clapping sound.
Huh? Who's making the clapping sound?
I heard a clapping sound.
You know who is clapping?
Me and you.
In the bed.
Love you. Alright. Sorry, my friend. Could you just do like a quick summary of basically what he just said about his theory?
His theory is generally is the statement that he believes that at some point there was a device that was the culmination of all of the stones that somehow went either critical or was dismantled or exploded somehow. That's what created the stones. That's his current theory.
The Big Bang.
Well, Mr. Invek, I'm not one to necessarily explore the scientific properties of things unless it requires arcane knowledge of some type. However, there might be an opportunity if you... I mean, I know you said the Yellowstone is rare. But if you get me in the same room with it, I might be able to figure out at least a glimpse of its origin. Hopefully.
Are you just openly saying this to the engineers? Or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He says... Well, that might just be arranged then.
Yeah,
may I ask how you plan to find this? To find the origins?
Let's just say that whatever happens to me has given me the strange ability to see glimpses of the past or future. And I know that sounds crazy, but you've probably heard of something crazier.
So, you're a diviner, then?
Sort of. I used to be. I don't know what I am anymore.
Well, our country diviners have not been able to find any information, but what could it hurt to have another set of eyes?
Yeah, if you... Give me time, I can find it. I just need time to look.
Guys, do I have permission to ask a dumb question?
Yes.
So I have permission to ask a question that could possibly ruin our lives downstairs?
We have the snails!
Mr. or Professor Invek, is that correct?
Yes.
The sperm bank is emptying, bro.
There's no way.
The funny thing is, he said like 20 seconds ago, "Hey, Dwagon."
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, what's your dumb question?
I wish I was that toilet seat.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, Mr. Professor Invek, this might sound like a dumb question that you may or may not know of, but did we pass the area that I'm used to?
What do you mean?
Down here. Oh, we're not down there. So the train track went down here. I'm used to, this area.
You would actually be used to this area right here. This is, as far as your character would know, this would probably be where you were before.
First of all, do you know most of the above ground? Like, do you know, like, the whole, like, the cities, towns, all that?
Well, we are taught as much in grade school, but I must be honest, I don't remember the names of them all.
Do you remember where a town called, what was it? It was Brelnada, right?
I think it let me validate that before I say anything.
I can validate that.
Brimstone.
Brelnada is a different place. Do you know of the place called Brimstone, by any chance?
Brimstone. If I remember correctly, that was... What was it? The one at the very bottom, or the one to the side?
Yes, it's like, if you're looking at... Isn't the continent Luminevia? Is that correct?
Yeah.
If you're looking at the map of Luminevia, it'd be like around here.
I'll pull out the map, because we have it, I think.
We have a map. I'll be like...
Oh, yes, yes. Brimstone, yes. What about it?
So I've... During our time in Brimstone, I ended up going into, like, this weird cave system that's similar to where we are now. Except there was no, like, signs of civilization or, like, this magic train. But there was something lurking down there, and I wanted to know if you knew of its origins. It seemed like this large dragon-type beast. That
is that what you have came here for?
No. That's just something I wanted to ask because I was curious. Because when I first saw this place, I instantly just got scared and just thought it was going to appear out of nowhere. Because this thing was huge. It was, from what it seemed, from what I caught a glimpse of, it was like, its wingspan was 300 feet.
Why? That is curious. How did you... You said you got here from...
This was a while ago.
From dropping down in Brimstone.
Yes, so yes, that it was a while ago. It was like 2-3 weeks ago.
And you saw the Destructor? How?
The Destructor, that's its name? It fits.
But you say you've never seen the train?
I've never seen the train, so... I don't know if you...
Did you ever leave the water? I assume that would be... Yes, that's right, around the...
Yes!
Were you in the water?
Yes, I left... Yeah. No, periodically, there was these weird... There was, like, these tiny
Well, yes, yes, I apologize. I meant, like, the water as a whole. Not including the islands.
Did I leave the water? Yeah?
Yeah. Like, did you... Did you... Get to the shore, I mean.
The shore?
I took that as a no. That's strange. You should have seen him.
Have you been down there recently?
Yes. That's one of the main locations that we found the Yellowstone.
Have you seen the pillars that are down there?
Oh, no.
Yes, we have. They are currently a topic of great discussion. Is that why you're here?
No. I said this before, no one believed us. We're here purely on accident.
Ah, special for the prince, I understand.
Okay. So, a while back, we were investigating somebody in Brimstone. He was dropping down these wells into the ground. So, I was curious, I investigated... The wells went really down, like, far down into the cavern.
How did you hold your breath for so long?
I am ex-military special forces.
He's good.
I've been trained to hold my breath for so long.
I can't hold my breath longer than him. It's actually very impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Interesting. Okay.
It was hellish training, but it worked out because, you know, I made it down there. I made it down there. I was exploring... Trying to figure out maybe if this guy had some hidden stuff down below. Next thing I know, this Destructor is there. I see in the distance, like, this ball of fire. Next thing I know, the vine lights in the sky were turning off, and it flew past me, screeching, leaving me almost deaf.
Very interesting. Well, if you're curious, his name's Obnaja.
Okay.
DM, please spell that out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Because, like, that sounds like something Omar would say. Oh, yeah, that's something Omar.
Oh, my mama, I got that Obnaja.
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 I got the Obnaja, bro.
And how do I spell that? Is that
Obnaja.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, to be specific, you said 300 feet. His wingspan is closer to 600 feet, actually. He's about 900 feet long.
Was I correct in it is a dragon? Right?
That's from what we can gather, yes.
Is it hostile or is it
very? Okay. But that's the glad strange thing. He shouldn't have been over there. He hasn't left Ukbus for years.
Ukbus. Oh,
when was the last time he left?
Well, the last time he left was because of a stupid group of long story short, somebody poked the dragon's nest, literally.
Wagon is, or not Wagon, Butter, is the name familiar?
None of the name, no. You never heard of Wagon. Okay.
Ukbus. Someone poked his nest, so he moved to around that area, correct?
Well, not exactly. Essentially, one of the royals, child, decided that he would become a dragon slayer and went to kill him. The poor fool didn't even last a second, but the dragon retaliated. Luckily, our walls kept us safe. As he kind of like glances out the window, as you guys look out the window and see a great walled structure, as you guys are looking at this place here. The walls are extremely tall.
Taller than, like, Attack on Titan's walls, or short?
Let me grab the lore real quick to make sure I'm not saying
Bear in mind, wrong. The walls on Attack on Titan were 50 meters tall.
Crap, this is in the separate lore doc. One second. There it is. The walls are a good 750 feet tall. Like, this is not something to jump over.
I knew it, Butter. I knew it. About the wall.
Anyways, he says, luckily we had the walls, so nobody else was harmed, just the stupid royals.
I hear wells.
Oh, no, you do not. You heard walls.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought I heard Wells and had a flashback PTSD moment.
Vex Mortis. Oh, we're here. Look.
So, just to be clear, this Obnaja has nothing to do with a weird sorcerer named Vex Mortis, correct?
Vex Mortis?
I'll take that as a yes. That's all I really need to know, because I was kind of scared.
Because we don't want to leave you in the dark. It's basically someone who posed as a threat, and then he was disposed of.
You know the guy I was talking to who threw down, like, the wells?
I think I'm following. So, this Vex Mortis fellow who claimed to be a threat, placed down wells, and then was taken care of?
Yes, we...
I assume killed, is what you mean.
Yes, we had to take him out. He was a threat to us, and...
Although... I meant to talk to you about that, Arendelle.
Anyways, interesting. Anyways, it appears that we're here. Unfortunately, I don't believe we can discuss very much.
Prince Sekla
will likely want to speak with you very soon.
Well, find me after.
Is he nice?
Prince Sekla is the best of us.
Okay, so he's like a just person. He won't just throw us out for accidentally coming down here, right?
Whatever you say, I'm sure. As he kind of turns to leave,
thank you for your information.
Of course, anything for the guests of the place.
Find me later, please.
As he kind of turns off and walks, the kind of guards kind of walk up to you and they're just like, all right, well, please follow me.
Follow.
I love that system, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's so cool. I love it. It's so good. So much.
I'm on my Chromebook.
I bet you get your money up, not your funny up.
Andrew, fucking desktop. You don't have a job.
I have a desktop and I don't have a job. That screams something.
We have a desktop as well, dumbass.
Well, you didn't, and now you don't.
Okay, buddy.
Well, I stole it. It's mine. It's in my ass.
Doesn't it your brother?
Why are you on your Chromebook?
I had to move downstairs.
Okay. To watch your dogs. Well, my dog's dead, so I don't have to do that anymore.
That's sad. Anyway, by the way, if you're on a Chromebook, I found that going into settings on Foundry and setting the max, where is it?
Graphics to low.
That and setting the maximum frame rate to something like 15 actually helped overall.
Really?
Because even though it's choppy trying to do stuff, it's consistently choppy instead of like just a stuttering mess.
Yeah. I mean, I probably won't do it until we're in combat.
Sorry, I was just
unless
saying.
If I need it, yeah.
Anyways, so as you guys kind of walk out, there's the guard that's kind of in front of you, that's kind of leading the way, and a guard behind you. As the guard behind you kind of walks up to you guys to try and like, I assume that Dragon, you'd probably be taking up the rear, because it makes sense for this. And he just kind of like leans over, and he kind of whispers, "By the way, I wouldn't be claiming to be here accidentally. You might give some people the wrong idea."
I'm
a racist dragon.
I'm sorry to if this confuses you, but we are genuinely here on accident.
No. Like I understand that this is for the prince's ears only, but you can't be saying that. You might get the wrong response.
Fine, sure, but fine, I'll play along. Do you want to know the real reason why we're here?
If it's for the prince's ears, I couldn't dare.
Oh, no, it's for everybody's ears.
Very well.
We're here on accident. I'm being serious, look into my eyes.
He kind of looks, and for the first time is beginning to take you seriously. Roll persuasion.
Let me know if you need a re-roll.
Have we taken a long rest since last session?
Yes.
I have my...
Actually, no. No, you haven't.
I don't have my re-rolls.
It's okay, I got a re-roll for it.
Persuasion.
You need a re-roll.
18.
You want a reroll.
Whenever he kind of looks good. And sees that, his eyes kind of widen.
In that case, I would lie. Lie through your teeth. Do not tell them that you are actually here by accident.
Do we all hear this?
No, he's whispering, whispering directly to him.
Okay.
Arendelle's going to hear this and be like, "Very well, we're here on secret business for the prince. Combat's happening. Right? Is that a good story?
Or maybe a higher power outside, or, you know, maybe another nation. Or a rich merchant. Or a god, even. Anything.
Or we brought a diviner to help you figure out the stone's origin."
Yep, that's me.
That might work. I mean, it caught the attention of someone.
As you kind of are whispering, you guys are walking into this area right here now. As you guys are kind of stopped, the prince is kind of ahead of you with his large entourage. Yes.
Before we go in, I am going to cast message on both Shane and Drifter to just basically repeat that we should not tell people we're here on accident.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I'm going to make sure that everyone knows.
Where's the closest person? Wyatt or Putter?
The closest person that's not in the party? Is that what you mean? It would probably be the guard in front of you, I guess.
Or hereby acts.
There was two things that were going to happen. Either A, we're here on secret prince business, or B, we're here on accident.
All right.
As we're walking through,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Noah loves Dr. Pepper. Yeah. As we're walking through, so we enter this like gate. Yeah.
Yep. So this is a gate. Yes. The prince kind of was ahead, kind of telling everybody the situation and make sure they leave the gate open to let you through without questions.
Mm-hmm. Got you. As we're going through, I would very much like to keep an eye out for anything that could be magical or piques my interest in, like, the arcane, basically.
Okay. But yeah, as you guys kind of walk through, you guys are looking around, and this place seems, from what you saw with the train, it seems not as advanced as you might have thought. The most of the buildings, they are very nice buildings, that is for sure, mm-hmm. and they are definitely nicer than most of them that would be in Lumen, for example.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to match the same level of advancement as the train that you were just in.
Interesting.
Some of them are using more basic magical lights and the such. But that being said, like, the architecture is, like I said, very nice. The main building here that you guys are kind of walking towards is, you know, at least two or three floors. Very well built, very, very well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You would assume that this building is probably either the, you know, possibly a
castle?
Like a castle type building where the ruler would preside.
Like a palace.
Yes, a palace.
Good to have you back. You look better.
Thank you. My headache is actually, like, not there. I don't know what's happening.
I was about to say, the red forehead is gone. Yeah,
it's gone.
But yeah.
Oh, as that happens, can I also send the bird up to just scan the place, everything, along with what you've already told me?
Sure.
Probably want to do it secretly.
Yeah, because I can summon the bird 30 feet away from me. I mean, like, if there's, like, an alleyway or something that we're walking by, and then
just... Like I said, you guys are, like, just entering. You haven't entered the actual city portion yet.
Then before it happens, I'll just...
There are some trees nearby, though.
Yeah,
so I just... could, like...
pop them up in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll act like we'll just pop them there and around.
Alright, as he kind of flies around, you can't really see anything that would pique your interest, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you guys kind of get to kind of about, like, here. Like, you're getting closer to entering the city. As basically a couple guards kind of walk up to you and they say, "Sorry, we know that you are guests, but weapons are not allowed in the city."
Perfect. Fine by me.
So where do we just put them somewhere and then come back and pick them up?
Well... if you give them to us, we can give you a ticket, and you can claim them on your way out of the city.
How long do we plan on staying here?
Probably not long. I mean, depends. What are you looking at? What is that? I'm curious.
I have to hand him my weapons. Like, it's in my bag of holding. Do I have to...
No, he wouldn't know it's a bag of holding, right?
As far as you guys can tell, it doesn't actually look like they're willing... They're going to, like, pat you down or anything or go through your belongings. They're kind of relying on you guys to be honest and forthright about what weapons you have.
That was a mistake.
It is... I mean, of course, if you have any weapons just chilling on your body, they're, of course, going to want you to hand it to them.
I'm trying to think if I have any... I have one weapon, but it's in my... I have, like, a dagger in my arm compartment, but that's it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a storage compartment I made.
I mean, you supposedly have a hand axe.
I don't remember ever having a hand axe.
It's probably from the creation of your character.
Yeah.
It probably is.
You just randomly fall out.
But it's still sitting in your inventory.
I'd probably just have it in my bag. I have most of my shit in my bag of holding.
I guess
just to make it like seem like, you know, because who comes to a place unarmed? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pull out my arm and open up the compartment and take the dagger out and hand it to him.
Alright.
I don't have any weapons on me. So that's just
I don't want to give away my sword.
I know we're handing over the weapons and stuff, I would like to, if I don't know, how does Drifter keep his sword on his body? Is it like visible?
I'm assuming. Probably a sheath.
Yeah, no. I think it's a long sword and a great sword on my back.
Oh,
also yeah. A bow with a quiver.
I'm gonna focus on the sword that the queen gave to you, and I'll keep track of it in my head for 24 hours in case we need to grab it.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, I'll turn to you, Drifter, just for a visual. You're good at looking at faces, so you see a twinkle into your eye. Yeah.
Oh, I'm horny. I'm wet.
Mr. Guard, sir, I have a question.
He's eating. Hang on. The guard is eating. He's on his lunch.
I know you're baffled. I know you're baffled by my glorious physique.
Yeah, he's ex-military. Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
Killed lots of Dark Elves.
Special forces.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't you like
that? Sir, how can I help you?
Theoretically, this is a weapon.
Prosthetics, even though they technically count, are allowed through.
Oh, okay, cool. Because if you needed to, I could just give it to you, but you don't need it, so.
What?
Oh, do you need a hand with that? Sorry. It's one of my new inventions. I like seeing people's reactions.
Very well, sir. And he kind of turns to you and says, please, your weapons.
I take my pockets because I have like a jacket. I just inside out my pockets and I. Crap! Does he have to check my bag?
No, he kind of looks over and says, oh, you must be the royal of the club. Very well. And you, I assume, to be the bodyguard, please.
Damn, what an asshole! He doesn't deserve my hand.
He said, what else, butter?
He turns to Andrew and just says, I assume that you're the god, so your weapons, please.
Damn, bruh. You really doing me like that,
buddy. Fireball, bitch! Boom! Napalm in your face!
Nathan
talking to two people that are royalty, and then this fucking lowlife hobo magic man that we picked up on the
road.
Whoa!
Literally, yeah. He called the two royals guards and calls the random nerd the royal.
I mean, yeah. Like, I am the fancy fucking one, so.
Dirty hobo man.
I don't know if Shane's dirty.
This guy's
I'll
racist.
Give them my weapons. Fuck them.
Okay. So they kind of take your weapons and kind of go to the side. The guard continues to lead the way. As you enter this building, it is very clear this is probably like the palace where the prince generally will reside. There's multiple rooms. You're in a very, very large great hall. It looks large enough for essentially like think of a football field that size, but the cleanliness and the kind of vibe of like a ballroom, right? Mm-hmm. Multiple great chandeliers drop down, very shiny everything. There's, you know, artworks and sculptures along the sides. As you kind of walk all the way through, as you're kind of being guided, this place is very large. Like I said, most architectural structures that you guys know of would not be able to withstand the size of a structure. As you guys get to the other end, there's a very large courtyard, most of it being like a garden of what to you guys would be very strange plants. There's a water fountain with pink water, as far as you can see. Of course. As you guys kind of continue walking, you guys exit the courtyard and get to this building over here. This is another two-story building.
Okay.
Similar design, but not on as big of a grand scale as the palace. The guard kind of turns to you guys and says, "Okay, well, this is where you will be staying until further notice. The prince will meet with you as soon as he can."
Okay. Do we have, like, an estimated time, or is he just a busy...
He's a busy man. He'll get to you when he can.
Do we have permission to explore the city a bit before then?
Unfortunately, until you meet with the prince, we cannot allow you to just roam around.
I suggest you let us through. I'm just kidding, though.
That's completely fair. Is there somewhere to rest up while we wait?
Of course, of course. As it kind of like opens the door, it's basically, for all intents and purposes, it is essentially a mansion.
He says,
"Welcome to the consulate." We finally made it, boys. Welcome to what?
Welcome to the consulate.
The consulate.
You will find bedrooms on the second floor. The first floor. This is why I don't like it when you're in here. No way.
Matthew. Same person that we dealt with before.
Because I can do three voices. Leave. What's sticking your computer in here? Anyways. He says, like, the second floor is mostly bedrooms. The first floor is... What?
Can you spell the place we're at? Mr. DM.
Consulate?
Consulate. He really is late to the party.
It says that the first floor has the kitchen, the maid's quarters, and the dining room. Most shared stuff is on the first floor. Bedrooms and bathrooms are on the second floor. He says, until the prince can meet with you, there will be three meals a day, of course, and you can visit the back of the consulate, where we have a very nice garden prepared.
Is there, like, a library here as well that you can visit?
Yes, we have a library. It would be technically underground. It will be behind the stairs. There's a little doorway that goes down. There we have the library and extra study hall, as well as a small workshop.
Oh, that'll be perfect. I'll be heading.
Is the workshop? Can I use the workshop?
Of course. Although I do warn you, it hasn't been used in quite a while, so it might be a little dusty.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'm used to very shitty workplaces.
Pulls out the iron anvil in his bag.
Pulls out the whole fucking furnace.
I think I'll go visit that place first.
There may be others that come to visit, trusted acquaintances of the prince. You may be asked questions. We just ask that you answer as truthfully as you can. Yes. I will recommend that when these people come to visit, treat them on the same level of authority as the prince. So tell them your actual reasoning. I understand you can't tell, because this is the other guard that doesn't know the truth. I understand you can't tell a lily god such as myself why you're here, but you might want to be honest with them.
Yeah.
Well, as he kind of opens the door, kind of motions for you guys to enter.
I'm going to the stairs on the right. I'm going to the library / workstation.
As soon as, I guess, it's possible, between the time of the guard either leaving us and Arendelle walking, could I, like,
stop Arendelle for just a second?
Yeah.
You're your own person.
Yeah, I just put a hand on you, and I just, like, not really tug, but I'm like, hang on a moment. Sorry. There's two things. One, what was that message about a second ago? Because you can't... I don't. You want to, like...
So, first of all... Is there anybody around?
There's not, as far as you can tell. Actually, go ahead and make a...
Perception.
For that.
Do I get advantage for being part of the military?
Even if you're part of the military, it's not like you would be,
I mean,
like, privy to...
Well, it depends on your passive perception. If your passive perception is higher than...
What's your passive perception?
I don't know.
You can see it. If on the skill, it says +6, and then right next to it in little numbers, it's like 16 or whatever.
I got a 13 for my passive.
You have a 13. There's nobody around.
I have a 16. Is there anybody around?
There's nobody around.
I'm going to whisper it. Just in case. Because it's not like I totally got a, you know, slight notion from God telling me to be careful. Basically, I told one of the guards that we were here on accident. He's like, oh, stop it. You're lying. It's you're here for print shit. I was like, no, look into my eyes. And then he believed me, and he said, lie. Tell you have to have a reason for being here.
That's odd. Prince
might get mad or something, and I don't know why, but I don't see we're here on accident. I think I have... There's so many reasons in my head of why we can be here. I'm just going to fake it till I make it.
True, but also this could be a potential problem, because if they don't welcome surface dwellers, they either put them back where they belong, or...
Luckily, we're on the ruse of we are the prince's guests. Yeah. Everyone's treating us like we're some higher-ups when we're not. Other than him.
Do we fake it until then?
Till we make it.
So then
I was going to use the excuse. So I was going to use the excuse if I'm here for information on the dragon, Obnobdra the Destructor.
Yeah.
I think that's actually that makes sense.
It does. I want to talk to him actually because
he's hostile. Hostile. Bad. Yes. Bad.
For now. But also you're intelligent.
Andrew, all you can clock from this conversation is no, bad. Bad.
Eight said that he might be back in 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, he's not going to be able to just magically appear.
That is fair.
He theoretically could.
I mean, theoretically.
Because like I said, he was just kind of like following guys from afar, being an assassin himself, so.
Well, then his weapons are going to be having to be concealed.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
So yes, I think we should just stay with like the ruse of... We're either here on the dragon's thing, or maybe we're here for the stones, to inspect the stones.
I do want to inspect the stones.
I think I think the more logical thing is the whole destructor thing. I think that makes sense.
I mean, it would be nice to know if Vex Mortis was coincidentally slamming wells down into an area that has a possible dragon. See,
as above grounders, we have a reason to be here. We lucked out.
This is kind of a big piece of information. I think time was of the essence for reasons, obviously. But after we killed Vex Mortis, killed, quotation marks,
yes.
There was this energy that went underneath the ground, which doesn't make me feel good about the dragon.
Well, if what they say is true, it's the Destructor doesn't nest there. So realistically speaking, it could have left already.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's not the end, and we're still going to be finding out what this means. Also, and I kind of like look over my shoulder and gesture Drifter to come close and just listen in, if you do choose to.
We're all huddled up.
Yeah, pretty much. Alright, so there's two things. One, the story of us wanting information
on the beast. This works. I think it's perfect.
Yes.
However, I also think that as a side note, if they want more, I can say I'm here for the crystals or to try and learn. You know, you don't have to look left and right. I'm the only one speaking.
I'm looking at both you and Drifter.
Okay. Well, great. I like the idea of what we have, and I think it will work well. The only other thing would be, I talked to the queen. She responded. She must have either got sick of me or something's happening, but I mentioned we were down here about Sekler and all this crap. She said that if we want to help her, the mountains east, to look for a young girl, Eleanor.
A young girl. I mean, I'm getting kind of deja vu here, because didn't she tell us to go look for a young girl previously?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's weird?
Deja vu.
I mean, didn't...
Don't you think it's weird that the queen of a nation is telling us to look for little girls?
Butter.
No! Please stop! No!
You're right. You know what? You're onto something. God, what have you done?
No, that's not.
I feel like. No. I'm just gonna say it. I think the queen might be the diddler.
No.
The queen might be Puff Diddy.
No. No.
Tell me I'm wrong, Butter. Tell me I'm getting the wrong impression.
You're getting the wrong impression.
Queen, who is clearly over the age of 18, wants us to bring her little girls.
Okay, yes, but the last time that she did it, she asked with a tear to make sure that this girl would be safe. And then this time, she was very hesitant to tell anybody, you know,
kind of
what's happening.
Well, have we seen this girl since, or is she in, like, a dungeon being...
It's not like you guys thinking, did any research. It's a big kingdom.
It's a big kingdom that's involved in child trafficking.
Probably.
And we fucking cooperated.
You should use sending and ask the child if it's okay. That's what you should do.
I could.
She said she was 12.
I could. However, if I make a history check, what was the name of the girl we were saving?
The girl that you Alice? Were saving is... I'm pretty sure that's actually
correct. Is that actually correct?
Hang on.
That'd be crazy if I'm right.
No, I remember it was the other character's D&D's, like, or the other D&D character I had.
Alright, hang on. I'll have to pull up. 1 second. NPCs, Cristalis, Miscellaneous, Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah. So no, not the same one. Regardless, I think it's, I've been trying to help her. I need her.
We've been looking for something to do. Like, we have no clear goal.
I mean, we're stuck in the... essentially the Underdark.
Yes.
This place is weird. I don't know. Purple water, pink water, I don't know. It's just odd.
I think after our conversation with the prince,
if we
look for a general store that sells these umbra stones so I can make my bombs, and two, we find a way to get the fuck out of here.
I also kind of want to...
You do not want to talk to the destructor. You don't.
It's not just the destructor, but I want... You realize how easily we... essentially took the crafter and just stopped him from doing anything because you decided to hold him down. If we just
you realize again, how you almost died.
Oh yes, I was aware, but no one seemed to care.
You're still in a sad state.
I am.
It's just you used a spell to tidy yourself up. I can see blood dripping from your ears.
I'm full HP, dog.
How are you full? Didn't they give you the potions?
No, is after the
after I met the Dragonborn guy, he's like, here, take this. I drank it. Go.
I didn't remember that one.
Yeah.
I just remember Brother saying we did not take a long rest, so I just assumed you were on 1 HP. I'm like, you're fucking dying!
Nah, I'm okay. See, I have no blood on me.
It's actually almost accurate, though.
Shane's platelet count is the same as Fluxy's.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's actually... You know what? Can we make that official, Butter?
What do you mean, can we? Bitch, it is!
And can we make it... Can I get vulnerability to slashing, piercing damage?
Can I just be immune to damage?
No.
What if I turn myself into a cyborg?
Then you'll be damage resistant.
I don't have hit points if I'm all metal.
You most certainly do have hit points.
No, not if I make it out of adamantium.
Uh-oh, what is that? Okay. You reloaded the map and something changed and it...
The background changed. It's the background that's different, right?
I didn't change anything. I just removed the padding.
Oh, my bad, G. The dragon. You also removed the train.
I did hide the train because the train moved on and you guys wouldn't know where it is.
But the train's so cool.
Real quick, if I, like, tap into the...
Also, why does the city kind of like...
Yeah, that's what I got the vibe of, too. I'm okay with that, honestly. We need some Arab...
We need some ringing. Omar should have been here, brother. Yeah, Omar should have been here.
He would have got down with the townspeople.
He would have been like, hey, what's up, my brother?
Little head bomb.
Me, who keeps wanting to do, like, accents. Jacket.
No!
keep wanting to do accents, but then I'm like, I don't want to sound racist.
I need you to do a very southern accent. You should be like, hey, what's up, boy?
Hey, what's up, boy?
Get back in them fields, boy.
Not in fields. Or damn skaters.
That was damn.
Okay. Well, with the weapon that Andrew had, is this currently a weapon that is moving, like, at all? Is it moving at all?
No.
Okay, good. I'm going to say, if there's anything further, I'll be down in the library learning as much as I can about this place or anything that they have there.
I'm going to be learning about their science and their engineering and their stones and their mechanics. I'm going to learn about it all. And then I'm going to make a mega weapon.
Your dick, Batman.
There's no laws against the Pokemon, Batman.
If I send my crow with you, Arendelle, he can speak to you, or I can speak to you, however it works.
You guys are going to basically the same place.
Are we?
It's like a 3-in-1.
Okay. Whenever you go down the stairs, there's the library on the right, and then the first door on the left is the workshop, and the second door is a little study hall.
Okay, cool. Then I'll just keep the bird with me, and he'll when I'm down in there, he'll turn the pages for me.
It's very bird thing.
Yeah, very bird thing to do. Cool. Well, I guess we'll get going and make this our cover story for now.
All right. What is Andrew doing? Is he just gonna go upstairs and sleep?
Yeah, I don't really...
Come down and read with me.
You don't enjoy books, do you, filthy human?
What? I'm a you know what?
Oh, no, sorry, Shane. You're not human. You're like...
Netherese.
You're a hobo. And I don't like books.
You're superior. You're Caucasian.
You're not human. I mean, but you're like, you're better than human. Like, you're fine.
It's my Saiyan pride.
It's my Saiyan pride.
No, my God.
Kakarot. Rotting cat.
I will become the strongest Saiyan of them all.
Bro, your wife's laugh track.
Yep.
Peak.
Literal peak.
All right. We go down to the library. He goes to Arendelle Forge.
Yeah. Arendelle goes down into the basement. Roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Sorry. You guys get down to the basement. All is good and warm and happy in the world.
Books.
As you guys open the door to the library, it is a... It's certainly a library. It's not, like, super inclusive. It's definitely a you know, one of those like smaller private collection type libraries, more than like a super big collection.
Is it sorted?
It is sorted, but there, like I said, there's not like a whole bunch of books. Like maybe there's like a good 100, maybe.
Is there? Probably if I not. I want to find like a basics on like their version of like engineering or their science or their Umbristone knowledge.
Okay.
If there is one.
While you're looking for that, what are you looking for, Mr. Flux Capacitor?
Basically, some stuff to do with what the stone is, the yellow one, and also,
both are going to reach for the same book.
Yeah, we're going to be like, oh, hey. I'm gonna look for that, maybe borrow it after he's done, but what I'm actually looking for is anything
spellcasting wizard arcane magic power.
Spellcasting wizard arcane magic power.
Like time, space, theory, maybe anything on like, I don't know, the fact that there's that my character is trying to make sure that he's not going crazy, so maybe he's, I don't know. The multiverse book? Crazy. Like, maybe there's a multiversal theory or something?
Is there any comic books? Like, is there any manhwa here?
There are no comic books for manhwa, I'm sorry.
Some private collection they have.
They don't even as you guys are kind of looking through all this, you guys definitely get the sense that this is, like, this is an older collection. It's not kept up to date necessarily, and was probably put in whenever they built this building, and has not been updated or changed very much since. As a lot of the books are kind of old and dusty. However, you do find a book that kind of just, for lack of a better term, it's basically engineering for dummies.
That's me!
Basically. Where it goes over a lot of like basic concepts.
Mm-hmm.
He's Satan. Burn him! Sorry.
The book is Satan?
Sorry, my dad just showed me his credit score at one random point in time.
666.
It literally was. So I was like, it's Satan! Burn it! Anyways,
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Yes, you should.
It's gonna start with "we love," and I'm not saying that.
No, oh, okay. Yeah.
See? No! No!
That's like the only one that I'll, like, edit.
You find, like I said, the Engineering for Dummies book. It kind of goes over a lot of the basics. However, you do clock the date. It was dated a good 112 years ago. So lots of things have likely changed between then and now.
I'm still gonna read through it and try to get as much knowledge as I can.
Of course. Mr.
Shane Evergone.
Mr. Shane Evergone. I'm sorry, hang on. I don't know where I just got that number from 112 years ago.
It's 12 years ago.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
He's cooked, chat. He's cooked.
I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard.
He's so hard.
Please don't ever speak again. I meant that sarcastically.
No. I want him to speak. You have permission now.
You have permission to speak, Dragon. I meant it sarcastically. Please don't take everything I say so seriously. I'm wrong half the time anyways.
Wall of force, but it's used for a mind trick, so that way I'm actually inside an impenetrable box.
Okay. Okay. I do greatly apologize. The year is dated in a format that you have never seen before.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know how old this really is. As it is listed. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. One sec. I gotta lock in. I really gotta lock in. Okay. Simple math. All right. As it is dated year 700. RL.
Rocket League?
Yes, Rocket League. 700 Rocket Leagues. You do not understand at all what this date means, how old or new it is. But like I said, as it was covered in dust, you have to assume that it is probably really old. Anyways, Mr. Flux Capacitor, as you are looking, you find a book about precious gems.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the closest thing you can find to a book describing the stones.
Got you. I'll just glance over it. If anything sticks out, then I'll just read it.
As you're kind of glancing through it, it does actually luckily have some pictures. And one of the pictures does seem to resemble the stone that you saw that Arendelle had.
Interesting. Okay.
Let's but all it says is that this gem is not considered precious, as it is relatively common and doesn't shine very much.
Question.
Implying that whenever this book was written, they did not understand the power of the stones.
Right.
Yes.
Question.
Answer.
Was there an author name on the book?
On which book?
The book that you just said was 700 RL.
The book that you have or the book
Engineering
that...
for Dummies.
Engineering for Dummies. There is an author name.
You just gotta figure it out.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, usually I'm on top of this, but my head is not letting me be on top of this.
Bad DM.
I'm very bad DM.
No, you're good.
It is written by a Lemora.
A Lemora.
L-E apostrophe M-O-R-A.
Butter, is that name familiar?
No. One thing that you guys have kind of noticed is, as far as you can tell, these people probably don't have family names. As any place that you have seen a name, it is just the one name.
Good. Keep it simple. Oh, yeah, you know Shirley? Yep, everyone knows Shirley. Oh, no, I was talking about that. Oh, yeah.
Why do we have sports that they're playing?
That was me.
That was not me.
Sorry.
We're kind of, I kind of was ready.
I was ready, like, he's writing a book, and he's just like,
shing. I mean, like...
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. If it's ever that Stika, there's a what was it? The sense of impending doom. But like, I don't want to say anything. I just be like, it's just all your characters just react randomly. Like, I put down the book. I'm ready for war.
Yep. What's the lifespan of kobolds?
Kobolds live about, if you were to,
6 years.
It is generally they can live up to 120 years naturally. Generally, they rarely live that long. Generally, because of outside sources, as this is what your player or character knowledge would know of regular kobolds. Down here, you would assume that they live closer to that 120 years year old, as they live inside this walled structure, everything else. So. You would assume that they likely have a longer lifespan than most kobolds above the surface. I will say that as far as your characters would be aware or could tell, as it would be kind of at the later end now, outside, the light emitting things kind of start to dim at the top. As you don't hear any flapping or screeching, so you don't think a dragon is approaching. Then you guys would probably assume that these things mimic a kind of day-night cycle. Okay. And they do provide nutrients, vitamin, you know, whatever the vitamin is that you get from the sun. So it's not like they're, you know, deficient and dying.
Nutrient. Cool. With the book, I will just put it back. There's nothing else that I could see that interests me. No time, no magic, no multiversal theories or anything like that.
Unfortunately, most of the stuff is not very breakthroughs of scientific field era stuff.
Yeah, it's probably just like your, you got like the nitrous and like you got some fantasy books, you know.
Yeah. There is, you guys do clock a book. It says Dungeons and Dragons 3.5 edition.
Oh. All right, so guys, let's do a cross reference here. If it's 700, 3.5 came out in what, 1989?
Guys, I think we just found a game that we can play on the road.
You know what?
It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
Tabletop RPG.
This is the player's handbook.
Wait a minute. What's this, guys, a character sheet?
No, it's genius. You guys play a Dungeons and Dragons campaign of our modern lives.
So anyway,
I work 8 hours every day.
So for the party, you got Noah. You decided to go to work at 6 a.m, right? So, firstly, do you want to stop and get like food or gas as you're going there?
You can afford that.
Yeah, you're right. Your bank account is good. So go to work. I need you to roll me a
con saving throw. We're not eating anything healthy.
Yeah, I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Not one.
So you're really hungry. So you pull out your credit card.
Oh.
Not the credit card. No. Can I stop myself? Can I stop myself?
You can't go to work if you don't eat, and you need to eat. So you gotta go now.
Wait. I wrote it in my backstory that my character always keeps a Dr. Pepper on him 24/7. So could he drink that and that be enough? It does have sugar in it.
It has sugar in it, true, but I don't think it's enough to get you through a 8-hour work shift.
Well, you said I'd skip breakfast. I could get lunch.
You still have a lunch break. That is true.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Roll me a religion check. Actually,
religion check.
Religion.
Yeah. Let's
see. For what? The Coca-Cola.
It's going to be a
19 before modifiers.
19 before modifiers, you can drink that Dr. Pepper and last for at least 3+ hours.
Perfect.
Anyways.
Back to the...
Andrew, so you decided to go back to your weed dealer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Roll me a dexterity saving throw to see if you can dodge the bullets in the hood.
5.
You die.
It's just 3.5 edition, but you don't have hit points. You're just alive or dead.
You know what mine would be? Is just literally roll a performance check.
I'm sorry, did you say that you stubbed your toe?
Roll a performance check. roll me a natural d20.
Roll me a natural d20.
Roll an at 20 so you stay alive.
Is there something implied that there's an unnatural d20 then?
No. It's just you have a bloody nose. I need you to roll at least a d20, and it has to be a nat 20.
Yeah, nat 20 is the only way you stay alive right now.
With your platelet count in your backstory.
First layer of D&D gameplay. So yes, Dragon, you read through this wonderful Engineering for Dummies guide, and most of it covers a lot of what you know. So you kind of like flip through it and just kind of trying to get to anything that you don't understand. It does go a little bit more into detail about
your mother,
about like mechanical systems like gears, but a lot of it is very basic knowledge, as you kind of like understand that even whenever this book was written, this was kind of like the frontier of what they knew.
Is this like the same explanations that I got from Christina?
A lot of it is very similar, yes.
That's interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Eventually, you kind of like get through it and you find out very little new information. Most of it is stuff you either saw whenever we were with Christina or just already instinctively knew by yourself.
Okay.
It would be at this point kind of late. It would be like a good like 11:30.
Before I end up going to sleep, I do want to check out the workstation. Not to actually like, you know, work around with anything in it. I just want to see what they got.
Sure. As you kind of like peek in, what he said is definitely true. It is definitely a very dusty room, as you kind of have to even push the door open just to get it to budge, as the room hasn't been opened in quite a while. Just looking in, there's dust that's just floating around. So definitely needs a good deep clean. But with your 60 feet of dark vision, as you constantly remind me, you kind of notice the what appears to be some type of like furnace or whatever for heating the metal off to the side. You notice a cracked anvil to the side of that. There is no source of water or anything, so you'd have to probably bring your own. And there is a wooden table that appears to be used for some type of construction, but there's no tools.
That's fine.
You kind of look around. It looks almost as though some stuff has been taken out of it. Because there's obviously not enough for anybody to actually craft something.
Yeah.
But as you kind of just look around a little bit, you do notice that on that wooden table, there are some burn marks where people have crafted stuff before. So it's not like this place has never been used. It's just not been used in a very long time.
Gotcha. Alrighty. I'll probably end up heading to either the room they said I could stay in or just pick a random one.
Yeah. They said the rooms upstairs, so you would just go
choose pick a random one, yeah.
Like I said,
hopefully there's a hot babe waiting for me.
There, unfortunately, is not a hot babe waiting for you. but the room... Bro, his laugh. I mean, guess there's a hot babe waiting for Flux. I mean, geez. Anyway, no. As you enter the room, this place is very, very nice. Very much like, almost like you're being treated like royalty or people of very high standing. A very, very comfy bed, almost more luxurious than you've ever probably slept in your life.
Gotcha.
Very, just everything screams quality. There's even like a golden like statue in the corner that's very much just it seems to be
sorry.
You're good.
Ow.
It seems to resemble some kobold from the past.
Love you.
Okay. normally, if I go to an in-house, normally I would take off my arm just to sleep more comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be doing that this time around. I do not think I will sleep much. If anything, I'll be more alert in this new area.
Just to recap, basically, for Flux, as you guys kind of go upstairs to go to bed, as it's quite late, you're here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The rooms are very luxurious, like almost like rooms for royalty. Very cushiony, large beds, like decent paintings, very, very high quality stuff.
Yeah, like good stuff.
As I guess you guys go ahead and drift off and go to sleep.
Yes. The final thing that I will do, at least for this night, is... I would like, because I have enough spell slots, I do believe, good sir, because I'm only missing one third level. Yes, I am only missing one third level. Can I expend all of my spell slots onto the dodecahedron as long as it's private here and see if I can get Trug over?
Hang on, let me check. Yep, you have all of your spell slots. All right, well, which ones are you wanting to insert?
I think I did the math on it. Isn't it 15 levels? Or sorry, is it 15 levels of spells? Does it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No, it's higher than that. It's like 20. Can I just get? Can I dump all of them? Can I just dump them all? Just dump all spell slots. Do it.
Sure. What order are you wanting to do that in?
Lowest to highest.
Lowest to highest. Alrighty. Then once again, as you are just kind of dumping in the spell slots, the familiar warmth, as it gets to the first fourth spell slot that you put in, and that appears to be enough. So it only took one of your fourth spell slots.
Okay.
As the familiar now portal just kind of opens up in front of you, and the familiar face of Trug plops out. He turns around kind of angrily and says, "I've been waiting for you to bring me back here. You and I have a little talk."
Agreed. Did I do something wrong?
Yes. Remember when you jumped in my portal?
Yes, I was wondering if that was allowed or not. I mean, you seemed okay with it.
No, you were not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I noticed when the woman basically said, "You're not supposed to be here," and then used her starry magic to send me back. What's happening with the Omni Space Goblin Council controlling my life?
It is not your concern, and it's not controlling your life.
Well, okay. Anyways, what are you here to talk about?
Oh, I was just saying, don't hop in my portal anymore. Why do you want me here?
Because I was kind of alone, and I kind of miss you.
Really?
Yeah.
Kiss!
I mean, outside of the people I've been traveling with, I don't have anyone to talk to, so they don't talk to me much. You seem to know more about me than I know about myself. Don't worry, Peter, it's not what you think.
Okay. Alrighty. I don't understand, really. You don't know me at all. Why do you?
Well, it's, I have an idea. As we're talking, can I expend another power, like, power transfer while we're talking to see if I can keep him here longer?
You most certainly can, if you'd like to.
I'll expend another fourth level spell slot. I'll be aware that I did this, and Shane's gonna keep track of, like, the time kind of in that here. And just say, well, you seem to know more than me, and you don't want to share the information, but with Netheril and the city, Eleanor, is it still around?
In a sense.
Okay. Is there more information you could give on that?
Not right now. Look, all will be explained eventually. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, well, what can I do to help speed this up?
There are other forces at play. You can't exactly speed this up yourself.
Well, if you tell me, I might be able to.
I highly doubt that.
Then you must be underestimating me. At least slightly. Persuasion check, please!
You underestimate my power!
Make a persuasion check.
Alright. We're gonna roll this one, and we're gonna see how good it is. Is Shane good at persuasion? It was a 17 before modifiers versus persuasion. Wow. Hang on. It's a plus 2, so a 19.
A 19. Just for the record, he rolled a 2.
Okay, well, that's a good sign.
But even using his passive, it's not
enough.
Oh, that's funny.
Passive deception or passive persuade? Like, okay.
Well, you're doing persuasion, that would be against. You know, I probably would just say against like insight, maybe perception.
Yeah,
I guess. Okay. Either way, that it's the same bonus for both, so I wasn't stressing about trying to figure out which one's which.
No,
he says, "I'm not underestimating you. I know what unique abilities you have. There's just nothing you can do at the moment. I can't really explain."
Well, I hope that someday you can, and hopefully I don't have to wait very long. I have places to be, things to try and do, and if I can, I want to help you. I don't know what's happening up there or wherever you are, but just this is not a coincidence.
Look, if this is really that big of a deal for you, I can't tell you much. Go to Surizen.
Surizen. Hang on, chat. Hang on. How do we spell it?
C-I-R-A-Z-A-N.
Surizen?
It's on the big map. It is the bottom place down here.
Oh, so is, we can pass through Thalassero.
Isn't that where Vex Mortis also said there was someone with an object like that?
He said it was Southern Nazarma, so yes, that would generally be the area.
Okay. So over here, basically.
Well, he just said to Sirden, so that's this bit. That's this whole place here.
Okay, so this whole place.
The nation.
I thought Nazarma was something.
Okay, Nazarma is the name of the continent. Sorry, I know it's not going to be super clear, but.
Okay, I got you. So this is okay. Wow, I got
you. Just have to go by the text, the size of the text. So big text means the name of the continent. The slightly smaller is the name of the country. The even smaller than that is the name of the city / location.
Shane gives like a smile and says, "I appreciate it. I hope that I can develop more trust with you. Because I'm not trying to make it difficult. I just want answers and I want to go back and fix things and help people. But I can't when I'm here."
Look, just when you get there, follow your dodecahedron. It will guide you. And keep your wits about you.
Will do. Thank you. I did a little testing to see if it worked, and it seems like it's working. Are you
unfortunately
gonna be
right as you begin to say this, the portal opens up beneath him and he gets pulled through.
Jump through it!
I'm not doing it this time. I'll let it close, and as he leaves, I'll just say, "Thank you!"
Yeah, he does not respond, but you're not sure if that's because...
Fuck you!
You don't know if that's because he can't respond, or he just chose not to.
He's shy, you know? He's blushing as he leaves, because said you missed him.
This is the first time I've ever gotten Trunk to open up about his life. Actually, this isn't even about his life. I know.
That's a widowy quasi.
That's a widowy quasi.
And then I go to bed.
Pong. Shoo, 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 shoo.
As you guys are awoken, there are tiny little bells in the corner of your room. And all of them begin to ding. When you look over there, you see there's actually a row of bells. And the one that is ringing specifically says, "Food." Implying that the food is ready and you guys are expected downstairs.
Sick. Oh, side note, because we have like a pause here for a second. I probably should be off by like 12-ish.
Okay.
So I'll just...
We can party. Well, you know... 15 minutes isn't a whole lot whenever you're role-playing, and most of this is role-playing.
Okay, that's fine.
This is a good place to stop.
Yeah, I think this would be a great place to stop.
And I feel like you were about to stop the session soon anyways.
It was going to be semi-soon, but I don't know exactly where to stop. So this feels like a good spot.
It's a good place, especially for a session where we didn't have Nate. That's probably a good place to stop.
Especially because we're not going to talk to the big old...
I will say, fucking hell, that was a fucking lore dump.
Yeah, I will say, I have 2 pages, 2 full pages of new stuff. So there we go.
Well, you know, in my defense, you guys are in a completely different area that nobody has ever heard of before. So, yeah, I'd expect there'd be a bit of lore dump.
I will say, we did ask the right questions, I think.
Oh, you did. Oh my gosh. I literally had a list of questions I hoped you guys would ask, and you asked almost every single one.
Good. Were you hoping I would ask about the dragon?
I was praying you would. And I was praying that you would ask about the going down the well. I was also hoping you would ask what his, whenever he said that that's no longer my field of study, you know, I noticed that. I was like, I know they're probably not gonna, but I really hope they ask for more details on that.
I think I was going to, but I wanted to stay on.
Well, no, you guys did. You guys asked what his, and that's whenever he goes, oh, well, you know, I think that I'm researching their origins or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I was really hoping you guys would ask that. Yeah. Even though I won't tell you how important that is to the story.
Oh, but. Boy.
Good it session, might though. Be important. It might not be. Who knows?
You never know. DM Secret Bot, thank you for recording this information.
I love how we thank the DM Secret Bot every time when it's a bot.
Yeah, but.